sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
Welcome to the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Moms After Dark. It's Friday night, and it's Friday the 13th. I love Friday the 13th. It is always, I don't know, there's always just been something really fun to me about Friday the 13th. And I'm going to apologize for the chirping in the background, if you can hear it. I have a family of crickets that are just singing their song and have been singing their song and chatting back and forth for days. So it's good that we're here after dark, you know, so we can get our own little chat going. So I'm bringing in Linda right now. Hey, Linda.
Hey.
How are you? Are you calling from Playland?
No, I'm actually home now, and that was amazing out there. We had prime view of that beautiful moon coming up over Long Island, over the water in Long Island. I could not have planned it better.
How cool. Did you stop by the duck pond and say hi to Mom?
I did.
You know, for those of you that don't know, my mom, her favorite place was Playland Amusement Park in Rye, New York. And she used to feed the swans and the ducks every day. Even on the weekends, she would drive over because she worked for the county and the office buildings were there. And when she died, we spread her ashes in the duck pond because I knew that we sprinkled some off the dragon coaster. I'm probably not supposed to be saying this, but what are you going to do? Pick it all up? 25 years later, you know, sorry, you're late. But whenever our friends go, I'm so glad you remember to stop by. I really am.
I did.
And I don't know who else is here, so I'm going to pull this one. And I don't know. Hi, 413
Hi,
area
Dory.
Code. Who's here?
It's Dee.
Hey, Dee.
Dee DeFada.
Dee DeFada.
How are you?
Linda Cherry. Dee is
Hi,
this
Dee.
Amazing
Hi,
woman.
Hi, Linda. How you doing?
That
I'm great.
Dee is awesome. She shares her dose of positivity every, you know, she is just, you know, positive people attract positive people. And she and I met at a conference and it was just like, because, you know,
oh, yeah.
And so I'm so glad I had sent her a quick message saying that Moms After Dark was happening, and I'm so glad you called in. I have to tell you true story from yesterday. I took the ferry out to Long Island from Bridgeport, Connecticut, to Port Jefferson. I saw it in a meme once, and I was like, someday I'm going to do this. I parked my car, and I wound up parking right on the street, actually a block closer than if I had parked in the ferry parking lot. Park my car, lock the door, have my bags, and this gentleman says, you know, are you going to the ferry? Do you need a lift? And as I look, he gestures, and he's got the Long Island, you know, the Port Jeff Ferry shuttle bus. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. We walk over. He opens the door to the van, and there's no one else in there.
Oh, God.
And so I looked at him, and I kind of cocked my head and smiled, and I was like, so, what do you think the odds are that two serial killers would be in the same van?
Oh,
and the guy just looked at me, and then he started laughing. But I couldn't, and you know what? He drove me right to the front entrance. But it was so funny. I did just cock my head, and it's like, so what do you think the odds are?
Oh, that's the best line ever.
It was hysterical. I saw it once on Facebook a long time ago, and it kind of stuck with me. And I was like, someday I am going to be able to say that. Now, actually, the meme that I saw, somebody picked up a hitchhiker. And the hitchhiker said to the woman, you know, what makes you think I'm not a serial killer? And her response was, well, the odds of two serial killers being in one car is kind of slim, you know?
I love that.
But it went into my wacky memory bank, and, yeah, I had to use it. And then it was so funny, as I'm driving home, I'm like, I have to write the story for Facebook, but I'm going to have to share it on Mom's After Dark.
No, that's good stuff.
It really is. It really is. So, Dee.
Yes.
What's going on in that positively wonderful life of yours?
Oh, so many things. So many things. I have been on a spiritual adventure for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. I mean, intense spiritual adventure. So much so that I have surrendered control and asked for guidance, which is something I've never done in my entire lifetime. I've always had to have control over everything. And I've wondered why I haven't gotten very far. It's because I always had to have control. And as soon as I surrendered the control and asked for guidance, oh my God, I was flooded with all kinds of things. I'm like, okay, 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 I hear you. Okay. I'm like, okay, back off. To that point. It's too funny. So yeah, I have opened myself up to coaching, life coaching, to get people out of their own way, because if someone like me, who was a stubborn, overachieving, stressed out perfectionist, can find her way out of the dark and into this beautiful light, I can help other people find their way too. So that's what I'm up to these days. I'm up to coaching. I'm up to motivational speaking. I'm writing a book. I'm writing an online course. I am having the time of my life and cannot wait to help other people find the light.
Oh, that's
wow.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is really
that's so
wonderful.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's been an amazing summer.
You know, Linda, I know you're having a remarkable summer with everything that you're
I
doing.
I am. Actually, I'm having a pretty remarkable day. And about 2 minutes before the show this evening, it's been a wonderful day. I have been, many years ago, 25 years ago, I was, you know, I was one of the perfume girls, and it was the best time of my life, the best people I've ever worked with, you know, selling the perfume, you know, motivation, rhino, charge, you know, positive, everything. And, you know, afterwards, a lot of people, some people couldn't find. And one of them was this guy, Rusty. And I always felt like I was his mom. He was in this, there was, in front of my office door every morning, there was a guy sleeping in his car, and you can tell he was living in the car. And this is my business. And I tell him, you know, you need to go somewhere, you know, you're right in front of my door. And after about a week of this, every morning he was there. And I don't know why, but in his eyes, I just saw that, I just felt there was just something about him. And I actually told my business partner, stay here, I'm taking him to the house, and I'm giving this guy a shower. Not me giving him a shower, but, you know, he used my shower. Long story short, he turned out to, and I said, you're going to work for me. You're sleeping in your car. You have nothing. You have nowhere. You have no family. You're going to work for me. He turned out to be one of the best salespeople ever.
Wow.
In the company for Centura, they sent him all over out to Long Island. He was the number one person. And then when the business went away, he disappeared, and I have been trying to find him for 20 years, and I just got off the phone with him. I'm going to start crying 2 minutes before this call. Finally found him. I finally got a phone number. He's like, I don't do social media. And the wonderful thing, he goes, I couldn't find you. And he goes, I want you to know, he goes, you know, I've had some bad times, moments in my life. He goes, and I've always thought about you. He goes, and that is what has brought me through. And I'm like, you know, I've had bad times too. And I think back on these moments that I've had with these people where no matter what hits you in the face, be a rhino and charge through it. And now he's like, he goes, I have my own business. He goes, he's outside of San Antonio. And he has a 9-year-old daughter. And it's just the most amazing thing. And it's like these past 20 years have weren't even there in this conversation because we are going to speak to each other for the rest of our lives. I'm like, yes, we are. So, you know, there's so many wonderfuls and amazings, and there's just something about him that I've just felt for 20 years. Where is he? You know, and
wow.
Not knowing, you know, and now you know, and even knowing they go through something, but, you know, sometimes there's moments that you hold on to and you never know when or who or why, or even if it's someone you cross on the street for 2 seconds, there could be something that means something to you or that you do for someone else that makes a difference somewhere in someone else's life, you know, and I'm having one of those nights right now. I'm just so
That's
full of
awesome.
Everything, so... Dee, I'm loving that you're like all positive in what you're talking about.
Oh,
wow, what a great
I'm so excited for you. And
I love that.
Linda, let's face it, you were with us at when we were down with Stadium Bags at the Steinbrenner Stadium when my friend Jeff and I had our reunion after 4 years. You were there. Remember, my friend Jeff, you know, if life were different, I would have married Jeff when I was 18 years old. But back then, I mean, I didn't know what gay was. I don't even know if he knew what gay was, you know. But we lost track of each other. I got a friend request from him on Facebook 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And I was just like, no, I couldn't believe. I was like, oh, my gosh. And so I went to his page and as soon as I saw his smile, I was like, oh, my gosh. So we started messaging, same thing, got on that phone 40 years, disappeared like that, and got to meet him and his husband. And it was just, you know, we reconnected after literally 40 years like it was yesterday.
Isn't that
and
wonderful?
That's friendship. But that's really what friendship is. That there, you know, time, you know, it doesn't matter. When you have that true friendship with someone, you spend 35 seconds catching up on your life, and it just seamlessly goes back into place. I know that feeling. I can't wait until you get a chance to actually see each other, Linda. You know?
Well, you know, it's
just
funny
a great thing.
Well, I graduate, you know, my last class, I'm a class and a half away from getting my master's degree. But the actual graduation is in May in Austin. Thank you. It's in May in Austin.
No.
And Steve's out there. Steve is there. Steve's like, you got to stay in. And then the other one, Fly, he's out in Amsterdam. He was another one in our office. He came in for the business with us. He goes, I'm going to come in too. And they're like, we're all going to be there for your graduation. I'm like, I got to go now.
Oh,
and I'm
my
so excited.
God.
Like, it's
that's
just, you
awesome.
Know.
Yeah. It just doesn't get any better than that. Yay.
Life is so amazing. It really, truly is. So remarkable to me. The things that happen, the way things fall into place, you know, because you just never know.
Yeah.
You truly never know. Oh, how wonderful.
Well, at least we're all on the same page. That's a good thing. There are a lot of people in this world, though, that are having a lot of struggle with that because they try to control everything and they want everything to be just so. That's not the way it is.
Yeah.
So if only they were in tune to their spirits and the universe and how everything happens for a reason, but not in a bad way, in a good way.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to somebody and they were talking about how that everything happens for a reason is today's version of God's will.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting to me because I've heard a couple of very sad stories in the last couple of days of people that lost a child, a grandchild. And, you know, it's a strange thing because as a Christian woman and you pray the Lord's Prayer and thy will be done, And we one time our pastor was away, and these two pastors came in. They were guest pastors, and they actually did the Lord's Prayer. And here's the guy praying it, and the other guy going, wait a minute, you know, with each line, thy will be done. What do you mean, like now? You know, and,
wow.
And it's really it was done as a comedy routine, you know, as their quote-unquote sermon, but it really did.
Right.
It made you actually think line by line what you're saying, what
yeah.
it means, and, you know, and trusting the journey. And
uh-huh.
even in those tough times, you can't find a reason, but there is.
There's
you know what, I also think that during tough times, it's even harder to try to maintain or keep some kind of positive attitude. But from speaking of my experiences, I really believe, you know, well, everything does happen for a reason, but I think sometimes you miss out. Maybe they come back around, but if you don't have that positive attitude, I think you can actually miss out on the positive things that are coming your way. You know, I think there's some missed opportunities there, or, you know, or unseen, you know. I do believe they come back around, but I think it just makes your time harder. And I'm so glad to hear you, because there are a lot of people that need to find and learn and how to tune into, just to find even one little thing within themselves that's positive that can keep them through whatever struggles they go through.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to read your book, you know.
Well, you don't have to wait to read my book. I am out there already. So
I
did a speech.
Oh
yeah. I'm out there, not with a book yet, but I'm out there. I publish new videos every single week. And I've got all kinds of inspirational quotes out there, and I just did a speech that I'm going to try to upload to online so that you can see that too. It was on the power of perspective. And
well,
it was great. Yeah, it was wonderful. I enjoyed every minute of it. And the ladies, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Zonta Club before. They are an international organization, and it's amazing. They're out there empowering women and fighting for women's rights and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, I enjoyed speaking with them. They're fabulous. And it was a great event. But, yeah, I'm not holding off for the book. Like, I'm already out there. I had to start somewhere, and the book takes time. And I have so many notebooks filled with awesome stuff. I just went through it tonight, and I went, oh, my God, I wrote that? That is profound. Cool. So when I read through the stuff that I write, because sometimes I get up in the middle of the night, sometimes I just write. Sometimes it's not even me writing. It's just it comes through the spirit and moves my hand. And I go back, and I'm like, I can't even read that yet because I know it's going to completely and totally freak me out. I'm like, all right, we'll go back to that later. But, yeah, it's so cool. But, yeah, I'm out there already. You don't have to wait for the book.
Okay.
And
yeah, just search for Dee DeFada. Oh,
yeah,
especially
I'll
the one posted
today. Yeah, I'll
connect
you guys on Facebook, Linda.
Yeah.
You will love
her
videos.
Okay, great.
You will absolutely love her videos. So what name did you select?
For your walker. Oh, for my walker?
What wound up being
the walker,
name?
I named it Diva. Diva.
Ah!
You didn't... Yeah, Diva. Marianne Cruz came up with Diva.
I missed the end of it. Okay.
Yes, and she said that Diva stands for D is independent, vivacious, and authentic.
There you go.
So D and Diva coming at you. And Linda, I use a walker. I've had MS for 25 years, and it has affected my legs. And I tell people I'm mobility challenged, but I'm still moving. So recently, in this past year, I had to embrace using a walker, and it took everything, every ounce of energy I had in me to embrace this thing. And now that I've embraced it, my entire life has changed. I'm like, wow, I'm free. This is so cool. It's like personal freedom. And
I
put it out there. Go ahead.
I had met this woman who was 38 with MS, had this walker. It was the first one that I had ever seen that has the little seat that you can, you know, while you're standing there, you know, turn around and use it to be able to sit. and stuff like that. She had this thing so just, it was the fanciest, sparkly, you know, just, she was like, hey, if I got to be in a walker, it may as well be fun. You know, it,
got that
was,
right.
It made me think. Linda, remember when I had the mole on my face removed? I used to have a mole on the side of my nose, and I had it removed, and I had to wear a Band-Aid for 2 weeks. To keep I wore a neon dinosaur Band-Aid.
Yes, I love that.
Literally, you know, and the kids loved it at night. We turned the lights out, and they'd watch mommy's nose glow.
That's great.
Like, and I'm like, you know what? Because I can hide a bandage on my face, I may as well just embrace the fact that I've got to wear a Band-Aid on my face and have some fun with it. I mean, what the heck?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You know, but I, it has to be tough to the flip side of it to almost relinquish, for lack of a better word, and surrender to the fact that you need that assistance.
Yeah.
You know, but
it wasn't easy.
But look what
happened.
But
that freed
once you
me.
Accept it. Exactly.
Yeah, it freed me. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, that's why I'm out there doing what I'm doing. I'm like, you guys don't get it. You know, whatever you're hiding from, whatever you're hiding from other people, let it out. You know, it will free you. And you're a role model. Whether you know it or not, people are watching you on your journey. So by all means, share it, get it off your chest, and instead of being a victim, be an inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday, I think I have to pull it up. I'm thinking it was my yesterday's post because I try, you know, I'm very honest about my journey and the struggles and everything else because why not be honest? What do I have to hide?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The post that I put up, I was like, you know, struggles happen. The path's not always straight, smooth, and easy to navigate, but we're up to the challenge. And I type these words for you and for myself most of all. Keep the faith. None of us has come as far as we have to stop now. Today is here, and with it, endless possibilities. But the graphic that I shared from Bright Vibes was one day, you'll tell your story of how you've overcome what you're going through now, and it will become part of someone else's survival guide.
Yeah, and that's so true.
It really is. You know, it's why I love this show. I love Word of Mom because in that sharing the wisdom of women, we're authentically doing it. We're
exactly.
empowering people. We're encouraging people. We're there holding hands with you as things, you know, go up, go down because, you know, nobody sees. It's like the graphic of the iceberg where you see that iceberg sticking out of the water, but you don't see the iceberg that's 50 times bigger than what's sticking out of the water under the water because no one knows what goes on behind what you do. You know, Linda is working on her master's. Linda is the most remarkable SEO when it comes to your online presence and that search engine optimization and the, you know, analytics and everything else. I have never known anybody better in what she does. And, you know, it's like, how do you do it? No, it's the truth. And you know that. You know, how do you do it? Like, you could just sit down in 5 minutes and explain to them the fact that, you know, you've been around. Linda and I have been working together since it was a dot-com dial-up.
AOL.
Be at her. She had her office. She had her little home office. I would drop our kids off at school, and then I would come up to the house, and we would work on a page or two for the website. And then that night, upload it, and then hope that by the time I got there after the kids went to school in the morning, that it was up, and then heaven forbid there was a typo or a comma out of place or anything else. And it was like, oh, man, you know, fast forward 15 years later, 18 years later, when she's living in Texas and I'm living in New York and we're working on something, and I'm like, and she goes, no, just hit the refresh button. And I'm like, oh,
yes. Yes.
She was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, hit refresh. And it was like, oh, there it is. You know, but.
Oh, that's awesome.
But this is why.
We've come a long way.
Way before Google came out.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. You know, but this is why you are as amazing as you are in what you do. Because, you know, you had to do it the old-fashioned way. You had to learn all the different tricks and tips and this and that that people got away from and then are coming back to. And it's like, oh, shit, did that, you know. So it's amazing how the journey sometimes writes itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotta have faith, gotta believe.
Yeah, you know, and
keep moving
and, forward. But it is, it's, you know, it is such an amazing thing when, you know, the evolution. Linda and I have known each other since we were kids. I always joke that she's my little brother's, she's the little sister my little brother never had. You know, because he was the youngest in the family. Oh, you always were. You were the little sister Ricky never had, you know.
Aww.
And so we've known each other since we were teens, you know.
Wow.
And, you know, now our children grew up together. Our sons were, you know, rolling around on the bed in diapers. Playing with each other, you know, and having fun. Yeah, remember, I mean, she sent me the picture.
And now
of the
they
rockers.
Both made us grandparents.
Thank you.
Oh,
congratulations.
Exactly.
Yeah, Linda has two. I have my one. But yeah, you know, those same boys that were our babies, you know, in diapers together, yeah, that, you know, have made us grandmothers. And it's just, you know, but it's a blink of the eye.
I know.
It really
it happens so fast.
It really does. And you just wonder where it has all gone. And how did it happen so fast? You know?
Yeah.
I remember my mother saying to me once, I was so hurt. I had broken up with my fiance and I was just devastated. And I come home to my mother. And it was so funny. She calls into work. No, my daughter's here. She needs me. 22. What does that matter? Click. You know.
I love that.
You know. Oh yeah. Yeah. And we're sitting there, and I'm crying, and I'm like, "Mom, you just don't understand how I feel." And she looked at me, and she's like, "Oh, sweetheart, you know what you're learning? I'm already starting to forget."
Yeah. Exactly.
Because. You know, our parents, you know,
kids,
you don't realize that everything you've gone through, your parents have gone through too.
Yep,
children think we were born parents and forget that we were actually children and had to learn all the things that they've learned. And, you know, have the scars and have the bumps and have the triumphs and the failures. You know, it's part of life. You know, and it's amazing because it is, but the flip side of it, the blink of the eye. It's like, where did it go?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. When you're younger, you want to be older, and when you're older, you want to be younger.
And then when
you're
older, sometimes you become younger.
There you go.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, let's face it. I stayed 17 in my soul. That's why, you know, being out on the road, my brothers, my brothers are like, you know, when are you going to – I was out on the road after my kids moved out. I put my stuff on the – I was in Florida for 8 months. I was in Massachusetts for a year. I was upstate.
Wow.
I was here. I was there, you know, doing home health care for friends and doing Word of Mom radio and whatnot. And my brothers are like, when are you going to grow up and settle down? I'm like, hey, I turned 17 in my own apartment. All right. I mean,
there you go.
I was a single mom by the time I was 33 of three kids. I am now five. Told you I'm 17 in my soul. I'm finally getting to be that 17-year-old because they're off and doing their thing. Yeah, it was my
kids. And now you're
like, mom, can't you come back? You know, can't you come to Connecticut? And I know. But then bless their hearts, and I love it. I love that I'm right down the street from my grandson. You know, I love that my son and his wife went to Iceland on a vacation, and I drove them to Logan Airport and then went and picked them up, you know. And they're like, you know, you really are nuts, Mom. I'm like, I know. And, you know, afterward, I'm thinking
to myself,
nuts
in a good
way. You know, absolutely. It absolutely nuts in a good way. But still, I was like, you know, they could have just driven themselves and parked their car, you know, and paid the fee to park their car. But I got the opportunity to drive them, have a nice dinner, got to hear all their stories on the way back, spend the night at their house, have breakfast. You know, those are the things in life. How can you give that up? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's priceless.
You know, why miss it? We have somebody else here on the line. All right, who's coming in? 1501 is the end. Who's this?
Who do you think it is? Hey, lady.
Hey, Francesca.
How are you?
Hey.
Awesome. Okay, so Francesca,
what are you guys all talking about? I hear talking about our kids and travel and whatnot. What else is going on here tonight?
Absolutely. Let me introduce you to Dee. Dee, Francesca, Linda, and I have known each other for decades. And Dee is a wonderful woman that I had the opportunity to meet not too long ago because positive attracts positive. So we immediately connected. And so we're just talking about the journey in life and how you the struggles, the things that you go through, but finding that positive, finding that, you know, uplifting parts of things.
Well, hi, Dee. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, where are I? Hi, Linda. I guess you're there, too. How you doing?
Hi, friend. I'm great. How are you?
I'm hanging in, sweetheart. Hanging in.
Oh, good.
Trying to stay positive.
You know, you've been going through some, you've had some tough stuff happening.
But I'm trying to stay positive, as you know. Yeah, doing my best. I'm doing good. I'm okay. I'm good.
You know,
Watching. I'm dog watching for my sister. So now I have two crazy animals in the house, and it's a struggle.
To tell you, what is your new dog's name? I can't believe I forgot.
Well, her name was Sky, but my father wants to call her Baby, so I call her Sky Baby.
Well, Sky Baby is like the perfect name. This dog is a barking cat. It's like this little teeny thing. It's 2 feet off, you know, 8 inches off the ground. That thing jumps like it's on a trampoline. It actually skies. Sky Baby is the perfect name for that dog. I'm serious. I'm not joking. This dog
and the fact that they found her on, we were called, just to let Linda and Dee, it's an interesting story. I was called that they found her for me because she fit our criteria on the day of the anniversary of my daughter's death. And it was like, wow, her name is Sky. I was like, okay, we have to take this dog because she's like,
wow,
you know? So that was that. But we're calling her Baby, but she is supposed to be Maltese, but we really think she's got some Jack Russell or something in her because the way she jumps. My daughter walks in the house from work, and she literally can jump and bite her hair. Okay,
oh my
gosh. Daughter's like 5'7". Yeah. And not to take over, but I just have a funny story to tell you guys. My father is so afraid this dog is going to knock her teeth out. Because if you close the door on her, she tries to jump and literally open the doorknob. Okay? Now, one of my doors has kind of a loose bolt setting. It kind of like goes but doesn't lock all the way, but it will turn. And I have my sister's dog here, so I'm trying to take them out one at a time. So I go out with my sister's dog, which is, her name is Kylie, and I'm telling Baby, you have to stay, you have to stay. So I take Kylie out, and I hear Baby jumping and jumping and jumping on the door.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know, she freaking locked me out of the house.
Oh, no.
Yes. She hit that bolt thing, and she locked me out of the freaking house. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
oh
this is just, she's unbelievable. I just had to share that because it was amazing, but I just, it's an amazing story. And I'm just like, I was like,
that's
thank
classic.
Goodness my front door was open because my father's deaf as a doorknob nail, and if I had gotten
to
his door.
I so I could laugh.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I couldn't believe it. She literally, I come back, I take Kai Kai for the walk. I come back and I can't get in. She actually, this is what she does. She tries to bite the doorknob and she was able to close that thing on the door.
Oh my God.
My mouth is hanging open because this dog is literally the size of a stuffed animal.
Yeah, you see, she's 8 pounds. She's only 8 pounds.
Oh man. She's amazing.
Yeah, that was such a good laugh.
Yeah, I thought it would be a good story to
share. On you. I'm serious. Yeah. I'm totally cracking up. I can't believe it.
I love
it. It's just hilarious.
Yeah, I couldn't. Dory, I could not believe it. I literally care. I said, "You've got to be kidding me." This it was literally love. I was like, "Oh my God."
Oh, I love
you know?
It.
But talk about positive things and things like that that make my day and try to make me, you know, forget about other crap, you know? So.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, we were just talking about how time flies, you know, how just yesterday we were young and look at us now. And it's amazing. I said, you know what? We need to focus on the positive because life's too short to focus on all the other crap.
Yep. Yep. Well, I was just talking to a grammar school friend of mine earlier. We talk all the time, but she's like my best friend since third grade. Most of you might know her. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say her name just in case she doesn't want her name out there. But we were talking about how our class mothers and stuff, how we thought they were so freaking old. we're like, you know what? They were younger than we are now.
Oh, my God.
You know that saying, Dory, like a Sacred Heart and stuff? And, I mean, I thought our teachers were freaking old as hell, you know? And they were younger than we are now.
You know what? Except for Sister Elizabeth. I think Sister Elizabeth was just, I will never forget. Sister Elizabeth was when I was at Sacred Heart. Francesca and I went to grammar school together. Her older sister and I were in the same grade. She was, you know, we had nuns that taught us Darwin's theory of evolution. Sister Patricia, it was a class assignment. You had to watch It's a Good Man, Charlie Brown, and Charlie Brown Christmas and the Charlie Brown Halloween special. She quizzed us on them the next day.
Really?
It was a class assignment because she loved peanuts and whatnot. And then we had Sister Elizabeth, who was like the old school nun, you know, that was.
Yeah, but she was forever. She was like part of Dick Clark family. I don't know if they were robots or what.
The funniest thing, though.
She was old when she was young.
Exactly. That's why I said, except for Sister Elizabeth, who just born old. She was born that age. She stayed that
age.
And I will never forget, I had come back after I graduated. I was coaching the cheerleading team. And I will never forget standing there with Susie Ward. And this is when the nuns transitioned from wearing habits. They had just started now wearing regular street clothes. She comes walking in a pair of jeans, like work boots, and a flannel shirt. And I
walk
over to Susie. I whisper under my breath, I'm like, she looks like a flipping lumberjack. And she walks in, she goes, hey, I just wanted to come in to see how the shears are doing. I'm on my way to the lumber yard. Still feel the part of my cheek that I bit so hard, not to laugh, that I bled for about 10 minutes. But, yeah, I just came to see how the cheers are going. I'm on my way to the lumber yard. It was so funny because,
But she never aged. She never aged. She was always there. She was just stayed that way forever.
Yep. She really was, you know.
It's funny that you mentioned her, Dory, because I was talking to my sister yesterday. There is a neighbor of mine in Florida Her name is Mary Elizabeth. And she popped over and saw my sister the other day, and she was like, "You know, I know Francesca's not here. Who are you? Are you related?" She was like, "Yeah, I'm her sister." And so Terry calls me and goes, "Oh, my God, she reminded me of his sister, Mary Elizabeth."
How?
And that's her name, Mary Elizabeth. You know? Yeah, this lady's
oh
a pistol.
Gosh.
She lost her husband about 5 months ago, and so she goes for her nightly walks, and I would catch her outside walking. And God bless this woman. She goes for this nightly walk with a cocktail in her hand, walking around the beach. And she passes my house, and sometimes she'll sit with me, and I'll be like, "Would you like another glass of wine?" And she's like, "No, no, no, this one's fine," you know. And she's just a nice lady, you know. But it was funny because Terry just said that to me yesterday. Wow, I was thinking of Sister Mary Elizabeth.
Oh, my God.
See, I must have picked up on your thoughts.
You must have, yeah. Weird, right?
You know, well, see how the universe works?
I love it.
It's so interesting. Yeah, it's so interesting to me. And, you know, it's Dee is a new friend who's just coming in and somebody that I hope, you know, and look forward to creating some memories with you and things like that. It's a fun thing to have those collective memories, the things that Linda and I have done together and the stuff that Francesca and her sister and being kids and, you know, it's just, you know, it's
memories
it's
are
remarkable
fantastic.
And it is. You know?
I love it.
Life itself is fantastic, and it's disappointing at times, but it's very rewarding in so many ways. I mean, just for instance, the fact that I was in school and Dory was like my older sister's friend, like blah, 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 you know, when I was a kid. And now Dory and I are so much closer than my sister and Dory. It's just weird.
Yeah.
You know, life is life brings you down different roads. And Dory and my road actually cooks a hell of a lot better than my sister and Dory's does.
Yeah.
So it's just weird. It's just weird, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
no,
it's
crazy.
Know,
life works in mysterious ways.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
It does.
And dogs can walk you out of the house.
Well, you're
That's a good story. I'm telling you, you should write that one down for sure.
Honestly, I'll tell you, you know, Dee, it's amazing. She's this little nothing, but she's a powerhouse, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, she literally got a hold of that. I mean, like, it wasn't locked totally. It's kind of sloppy, that lock, but it was enough that I couldn't get the door open. You know what I mean? It wasn't, like, totally clicked. You would need to have, you know, really be there for a little longer to do it. But she was able to jump up there and move it, and I was like, oh, my God, this little bitch locked me out of the damn house.
Hey, I think Francesca, I think she was trying to show you a sign. I think she was giving you a sign to show you it doesn't matter how small you are, how limited you are limitless. You can do anything that you want to do.
You know what? That's a wonderful way to look at it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And she can. I mean, this dog, let me tell you, she doesn't jump, she flies. She literally flies. Dory's seen it. I mean, I have the L-shaped couches, you know, it's a big, you know, sectional L-shape, and there's a coffee table in between. She'll go from one end, fly across the coffee table to the other end. And this was supposed to be a nice, comfy lap dog to my. I recently lost my mom, and my father lost his wife of 65 years, and he was lonely, so I thought I'd never have another dog, but he wanted one, so we got her. And she's been anything but that quiet little lap dog, but he loves her to death, and she keeps him on his toes. So she, you know, it's
but that's a good thing. She's
we
bringing life back
her,
into your
house. I don't
house.
Know who rescued her. She rescued him, and he rescued her, you know. So
yeah, she brought life back into your house. Think of it that way, you know. She's got all kinds of energy. She's filled with piss and vinegar, and she keeps you guys smiling and laughing. And
oh, she's filled
awesome.
With a lot of
she's
piss, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I love it. That is so funny.
No, she's She's decompressed. It's 3 months now, and we were gone for quite some time during that 3 month period, which when we got back, I'll tell you, Dory, remember Joe, my fiance, was saying, oh, we should have never left because everything we were teaching her is out the window. But since we've been home, it's like she's like, I'm so glad you guys are back, and boom, she's like, she's wonderful. She's calmed down. I mean, she's still crazy, but she's trained, and I think she's finally feeling confident and secure that this is her home and whatnot. Because this poor baby was kept in a crate. She was kept in a crate her whole life up to a year and 3 months. And
no wonder she's so nuts.
Yes, it is. Right. And she's and I have a huge yard, and she
jumping
goes out there. She just wants to run. I mean,
yeah.
But she's a good baby, though. She's a year and a half now. We've had her for 3 months, and I really think she's on her way. And they always say rescue dogs will end up being the most loyal and the most loving and most appreciative dogs you can ever have. So
oh, yeah.
That's what we're, yeah. So,
I like that
analogy that you, that no matter how small you are, you can make big differences, and yeah,
oh,
and
yeah.
She definitely did bring some life back in the house. Thank you for that.
Yep. You're welcome.
See, you know, it's just your natural propensity. It just is.
Hey,
you know, I'll connect you and Francesca on Facebook, too. You've got to enjoy Dee's dose of positivity, you know,
yep.
every week. She puts out a great video.
I was telling my mom the other day, I said, Mom, I'm so authentic, but I'm like authentically demented. Like, that's just how I am. You know, I put a spin on everything, you know, and I have different perspectives. And she goes, Dee, she goes, the more demented you are, the more people like you. That's just what it's all about. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well.
Oh.
You know, there's a... My friend was just telling me, I have very odd hours. Dory will tell you, I stay up very late and I sleep late. That's my thing. So a friend of mine has been going to the gym and doing all kinds of stuff, and she's going, you know, I'm finally on normal hours. She goes, I'm in bed by 11, I'm up by 7. And I said, well, who says that's normal?
No kidding.
Right, there you go.
I mean, it might be normal to you. So talk about being demented.
Exactly.
I mean, for me, It's okay. That is maybe the way most of the world works, but you know what?
Yeah.
I feel I'm normal. I mean, I go to sleep at a normal, but my regular time, and I wake up at my regular time, and I do everything that I need to do.
Yeah.
So you know, your mom's right. The more demented you, I mean, Dory knows it.
Yeah.
I mean, we went to see the. Peter Frampton concert a few weeks ago, and
nice.
And she, you know, she was up at 8:15 kissing me goodbye. I'm leaving, and I'm like, okay, bye. I'm staying about.
You know, but meanwhile, when she came up to the room at like 2:00 in the morning, I was still up. I was up.
Oh my
we were
God.
Chatting. So I, you know, I'm one of those like my normal. I, as long as I get my 2.5 hours of sleep. I'm fine. I prefer 4, but I'm happy to get 8 hours sleep.
But see, you're a bundle of energy, Dory. You are an anomaly.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
You know, you could do it. Me, no. If my legs are not off the ground for at least 8 hours, I am good for nothing. It's not even my mind, because I don't sleep well, but my legs, I need to have them up. I just, you know,
yeah.
So that's the other thing. But my point is, who looks normal? People will tell you, Dory, that's not normal. You need more than 4 hours of sleep, right? But it's normal for you.
Well, you know what? It's so funny because I started,
it,
you know, I was always one of those people, you know, if I go to bed at 11 o'clock, I'm going to be up by 4:30 in the morning. So I'd rather stay up till 12:30, you know, 12:30,
right.
And then I get up at 6, you know.
Right.
But I would stay up 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Get up at my normal 6:00. And then I was reading about how your body, you have 3 waves of sleep time. So your first wave of, like, you feel tired, that might happen at 8 or 9 o'clock, you know, 7:30, 8, 9 o'clock, where you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm tired. And you always push through that, you know, you get your second wind. Your next wave will happen an hour and a half, 2 hours later.
Right.
And I would push through that second time because I'm like, if I go to bed now, I'm going to be up by 4 o'clock in the morning. And so you go to that third wave. And I was reading about how if you go to sleep when the second wave of tired hits you, you actually will sleep through the night. You'll get your best sleep. If you push through the third time, you get the REM. Your REM doesn't happen correctly. So I was sitting here one night. I had just read this maybe 4 days before, and I'm sitting here. My second wave hit. It was 5 minutes after 10, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to bed. What's the worst thing that happens? I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I went to bed. I woke up at my 6:15. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah. That's cool. See, you did the same wow. It was like, wow, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So I now have gotten myself to, unless I have to stay up and do something, when my second wave of tired hits, I shut everything off, I brush my teeth, and I go to bed. And it's amazing to me. Now, last week I actually had gotten sick. And you know what? I've been traveling. I haven't been sleeping right. I haven't been doing this. So it just finally caught up with me. And I always feel like when I get sick, it's the universe saying to me, you need to turn everything off for a little bit.
Hey, that's why you got sick.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, it was 7:45. And I went to bed. I didn't wake up until 9:30 Thursday morning.
Wow.
And I was in bed by 7:30 Thursday night. I felt like a baby. I was like, wow, this is why babies grow so much. Because that sleep. And I was out. It wasn't a restless sleep. I'd wake up and cough and hack out a little bit, pass right back out. My body desperately needed
the sleep. Was hanging with me and two other smokers. Okay, so I think that kind of contributed to her poor health.
Well, it started it. But,
I apologize
for
that.
You know what? It is what it is because it is what it is. Obviously, the universe is telling me you need to just take a little time and rest a bit. You know, but it was crazy. It was crazy. I can't even remember the last time I slept. Well, the last time I slept that much was in 2008 when I had pneumonia. And I was so afraid that that's what was happening. And I was like, no way. And I don't like medicine. So, you know, I've got all my medicinal teas.
Your body. You got to listen to your body. When you need to sleep, you need to sleep. And that's the way, I'm also dealing with the menopause crap, which I'm sure all you ladies understand. I haven't slept more than 2.5 to 3 hours straight for years now, okay? And so that's why I say I need to be off my feet because just my body needs the rest. But I'm not sleeping half the time. So I could go up to my room and I could be up there for 10 hours. I'm lucky if I'm getting total of 5 hours of sleep. Do you know what I mean? So I just, you know, I'm crazy like that. But that second, third wave that you're talking about, that's I seem to skip that second wave. And I'm going to try that. But I get that because I know what you're talking about. Because I get that first wave and it's way too early for me. I know I'll be up in the middle of the night if I sleep 3 or 4 hours, you know, tops. But that second wave, maybe I end up going to the third wave and then it's not right. You know what I mean?
But that's actually what they say, that if you go to the third wave, that's where you get the unbroken sleep. Go on your second wave, that you will sleep more solid. And I did it skeptically. I was like, whatever, we'll see. And it actually worked.
Go with just a few hours of sleep and you're fine.
Sleep. I can slip right back into it. It's so funny. When I was out the whole time I was on the West Coast, for 5.5 weeks. I never got off East Coast time. I don't know why. But what was happening is, you know, come 10:30 West Coast time, you know, it was 1:30 East Coast, but I was like, you know what? I have to go to bed because I'm going to be up at 6:30.
Right.
I have to, and I felt bad because I wanted to hang out with my cousin. I wanted to hang out and stuff. And I was like, guys, you guys, I said, for whatever reason, I'm stuck on East Coast time and I need to get my sleep. I am filming for Word of Mom TV. I'm driving all over the place. I mean, I drove 7,000 miles, you know, in five and a half weeks, you know. So I did. I was like, it stunk. I felt like, you know, every party has a poo-poo. That's why we invited you. You know, on the weekends, I would be like, all right, you know, I'll hang out. But there I was, 6:30 in the morning, wide awake, and just trying to lie in bed and let myself just rest. You know, turn my mind off, meditate, just chill out kind of a thing. But, you know.
I can't turn my mind off. That's my problem. I cannot turn my mind off. It's terrible. I can literally go to sleep and dream and wake up, go to the bathroom, have a cigarette, read a little bit, go back to sleep, and I will go right back into that same dream. It's like my mind is still in.
Wow.
It's really weird. I do it all the time, and it's like, am I really getting, I'm dreaming. People say, oh, if you're dreaming, you're sleeping well. But it's like my mind is just, I swear to you, gal, I can go back into a dream and pick right up like I was reading a book.
Oh, my God.
My mind
is
really weird. It's kind of disturbing sometimes because it's a little scary. Sometimes I don't like the dreams. You know, it's like, I woke up and I'm glad I'm out of that dream. And then I go back to sleep finally and I'm right back into it. Or I lay here in bed and I have the same thing going in my head over and over and over and I can't sleep. But it's just really weird. It's weird. Weird.
I have this weird thing going on in my house, and I'm not sleeping, and it's because I moved around furniture. Now, you know, my mom has dementia, and she's in the main room, and I sleep on the couch. But there's this white cabinet now that's, like, down at the end of the room by the front door, and I get spooked, and I wake up, and I have hanging on the side of their hat, and in the dark, it looks like there's somebody standing there. So
right.
I had to put on the lights, and I had to sleep with the lights on and then I'm fine. But I still wake up because the lights are waking me up, and when I turn everything off, I get this creepy feeling that's waking me up, like there's something in here, and I'm peeking down, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it looks like that again. And I get up, and it's just freaking me out, and I don't know what to do about that.
Our minds that's scary. That's scary. Our minds, though, what they do, and when we're in a sleep, and, you know, and people tell you you're sleeping well if you're dreaming or whatever, or you're sleeping well, when you wake up, you still see our minds just, I think we as women have so much on our minds all the time, and I'm not saying men don't, but I think men can just kind of turn things off. I really do. I think that they have a better ability to do that than women. And especially women of our age, there's a lot of hormones, there's a lot of things going on, changes in our lives, our children, I just think our minds are overactive.
Can I ask you guys something?
Sure.
Ever, like, take deep breaths or meditate, and when you breathe in, I learned this in yoga, and I swear to it to this day, because your mind is always thinking, and it's always going through stuff, but if you put something else in its place that's not as crazy, it tends to calm you down. So I would breathe in, and I would say to myself, I'm breathing in, and I'm calming my mind. Breathe in, calm my mind, breathe out, relax my body. Breathe in, calm my mind, breathe out, relax my body. And I would say that over and over and over. That way, while you're breathing in and breathing out, you're not thinking of anything except breathing in, calming your mind, and breathing out, relaxing your body. Nothing else can come in because you're focused on something else.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because way back in the day in college, I took a stress management course as an extra, and they called that diaphragmatic breathing. mm-hmm. where you actually totally fill your diaphragm and empty it totally. That's it's reminding me of that. Maybe it's not the same thing. And you know what? I have lost the thought of doing that. I do it once in a while, but you know, it does help. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about?
It's helped me a lot, but it's not just the breathing. It's actually saying those words, too, so that it calms your mind and your body. If you say that to yourself, you don't have to say it out loud, but when you're breathing in, you know, just say to yourself, you know, I'm breathing in, I'm calming my mind. I'm breathing out, I'm relaxing my body. It's unbelievable, because when you tell your brain that, your brain believes it, and then you open your eyes and you're like, oh, my God, I feel like a new person, you know?
Sure. You have to come up with a mantra, actually, that you just say over and over again to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You ever watched Grace and Frankie? Have you ever watched Grace and Frankie? The Netflix?
No.
No.
The great show. Their friend Babe used to inhale peace, exhale joy. Inhale
peace,
exhale joy. And I actually will say those words to myself in times, because every once in a while, same thing will happen with me. My mind will keep going, and I do the breathing. I do that. And my mother always told me that. She was like, never fight not being able to sleep. She said, if the time, you know, she's like, close your eyes, find a comfortable spot, put some you know, music, light music or something, and just drift. Just concentrate on your breathing and drift, you know, and she's
so
like,
much.
Let your body rest. You know, and it's, you know, but I mean, let's face it, there's so much going on everywhere, you know, everywhere you turn and everywhere you look. I hear her. There's the dog.
You know what she's doing? You want to know what she's doing? Okay. I'm watching in the background. There's a police show on, and there is a police dog. She sees a dog on the TV, and she's barking at the dog.
Oh, I
baby,
love her.
She cannot hear you, baby. Okay.
Oh my gosh,
I love it.
And I'm, you know what I'm laughing about? I'm laughing because I'm thinking of the size of the police dog on TV.
Yeah.
The size of this little barking cat. You know, that is this dog, and it just goes to show it is not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog.
You know what else has happened with her? I thought it was a positive thing. I finally moved mom and her pictures and stuff into, you know, the other room, just for now, just to, before, you know, just to, and I said, Mom, I'm not putting you aside, I just, I know my mother. My mother would be like, this is a mess. This looks messy. Well, now she has found her reflection in the fireplace glass. And she sits there and looks at herself. And she doesn't bark. I mean, I know dogs do this, but the way she does it is so weird. She doesn't bark at it. She, like, walks as she watches herself go back and forth. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Hey, okay, I'm checking you out. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, like you know? And the other one's not doing anything. It's so funny. And I'm going, baby, that's you. So she, you know, because Linda, I had my mother's big picture and her thing from her wake and everything in front of the fireplace and her urn on top. And so now it's clear. And the dog is like, okay, I'm checking you out. Who are you? What are you going to do? You know? She's a pisser.
You know, that just makes me think of my grandson, Danny. You know, I have a mirror near my chair. So his whole life, when, you know, he every time he sits in my lap and we're looking in the mirror, I'll be like, who's the baby in the mirror? Who's the baby in the mirror? You know, and it's funny because my background's in early childhood development. So babies, until a certain age, they actually think it's a different person. They don't realize it's them. He's just at that age, you know, developmentally right now where he's realized it's him. And it's
sorry.
So cute because he'll come over and want to look, and he'll wave, and he'll
he knows
make,
it's
you know,
right.
motions with his mouth like he's, you know, miming words and things. And it's so cute. It's so cute.
That must be precious.
That's so funny.
To watch.
Francesca gave him this car, this stuffed car, and all it does, it doesn't roll or anything else unless you roll it, but it has a little button. You push the button, and the engine starts up. It's like boom, 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 and it's driving. The headlights come on, and then it beeps. I took a video for her. She was like, take a video of the baby for me. I take this video. Aww. He's now playing, like now he knows how to roll his trucks and stuff, and he's trying to do the boom, 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 boom. So he's like, boom.
Well, the other trucks don't make the noise. So he's moving the truck
right.
going, boom, himself.
Oh, my gosh. It's hilarious. And I'm telling him, go turn on your car. Push the button and turn on your car. And I said it to him like four different times. And the fourth time he walks over and he pushes the button. And when that sound happens on that car, the smile that this kid gets on his face, it's
It's a stuffed toy. It's not really a toy. It's a stuffed thing. But it's got a button in it. It makes this really cool. It's a cool sounding car, too, right?
It really is a cool sounding car.
And the lights come on. He loves that sound. I love it. And I feel so bad. I have not met this baby in person yet, but I love him so much already.
I know, right?
But we tried to get together this week, and then I called Dory the next day, and I said, you know what? I got two crazy dogs here right now. I just didn't think it would be good for the baby, you know,
right.
or for
he
me.
He gets a little
crazy
around dogs sometimes.
Well, yeah, he is, of course, and he's a baby. And my dog, well, Daddy's dog, I should call her, but she would jump hoops right over him. I mean, and scare the crap out of him, you know what I mean? And keeping the both of them separate, keeping them away, it just would have been hard. So Dory understood that. And you actually wrote back to me and said, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, especially with both dogs there. You know, the fact that both
Well, exactly,
there,
because I'm having a really hard time with the first 2 days. My sister's dog, you have to understand, my sister's dog was always a second dog here, as she knows the place and stuff. But then when we had to put down our puppy a few months before my mom died, you know, we lost our other dog. And then since mom died, Kylie has been the only dog around. So now she comes to stay here, and there's this other dog, okay? And now, so she actually attacked baby the first two days. I mean, literally attacked her. And my sister-in-law at the beginning was like, this little doctor dog better not fight with my dog. I'm not taking this. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. It's this one that was attacking my baby. And she's a mixed Shih Tzu, I guess, but this dog is like a cinder block. I mean, she is so heavy. She's a solid dog, where baby is, like I said, light as a feather. She flies. I mean, this dog got my dog down. I mean, she was, you know, baby actually was limping and shaking for like a half hour. But she turned out to be okay. But I was just like, you know what? Bring in another mix of a small being, you know, another, you know, a little person. You know, I would have to really, you know, keep them all separated and leave them at my. It just wouldn't work with the two of them. You know, too much. I wrote to Dory. I said, Dory, I texted. I said, Dory. I said, what did I say? I said it wouldn't be a good idea. And with the baby, I said, I don't want to deal with it. I think I wrote that. I don't want to deal with it. Plus, it wouldn't be good for the baby. You know, God forbid.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? It actually worked out fine. But it's so funny because he and I took a walk to the park, and this girl had this big dog, you know, and he's looking at the dog, and he's looking, and he's pointing. So the dog walked over and gave him this lick on his face. And he just got this big smile, and he was kind of, and it's funny because he has cats. They have a couple of cats at home, and you know how babies grab. Babies don't know, you know. He has never once grabbed those cats. He even as an infant would just kind of pat them, You know, and now that he's older, he'll actually do the petting, and the cat comes over and nuzzles with him
right.
and stuff. And it's, yeah.
Oh, how sweet.
It's yeah, he's a sweet boy. He's just a sweet guy.
But you know what,
he really
Lori,
is.
You have to teach him always. Like my friend Carrie was here the other day. You know, she helps me around the house a lot. And she comes with her little five-year-old, you know, Michaela, who's a little bit of a bossy kind of a kid, you know, a lot of five-year-olds are. And, you know, like you said, they're not really good with dogs and stuff, but I tell her all the time, make sure you teach him. I don't care how lovable the dog is, you do not put your face near any dog.
Yes,
I mean,
my little girl,
Alexander was bit. Uh-huh. She had her nose pierced by a dog when she was 2 years old. Okay. Because
it's
the dog,
so
you know.
The
dog saw his reflection in her glasses because she had eye problems. And he saw himself in her glasses and attacked her.
Oh,
he had never
wow.
seen anybody ever. And Alexander had strabismus. She's had, like, several eye surgeries. She still has, you know, problems with her eye. But she was 2 years old, and she had glasses. And this was a dog that was a very friendly dog, never bit anyone, nothing. And she loved animals. And she went there. This dog saw its reflection in her glasses. This is what we think happened. And actually, the glasses caused him to attack her, but also saved her. Because...
Right.
His snout kept hitting her glasses, and all he did was he literally pierced her nose. Like, she had a puncture mark in her nose. You know, and it's just, you just cannot, never,
yeah.
ever, I'm sorry, we love them, but they're animals. Do not let kids
yeah.
put their faces near any dog.
Yeah.
You know, Danny
yeah.
was
you know?
In his stroller.
Yeah.
Danny was in his stroller, and the dog walked up and was sitting there, and he kind of, you know, like, patted the dog on the head, and the dog just leaned over and gave him a little lick. And I was waiting for him to cry, you know, and the woman, you know, pulled him back and, you know, but it's funny because I always taught my kids, you know, never try to pet a dog on their head. Always show them your hand, you know, that you know, because you want them to smell you first. And so
right.
I'll never forget Courtney. Linda, you know Courtney. My daughter,
yeah.
no fear her whole life. I mean, she's just, it's who she is. We're walking in Crestwood. And in Chester Heights, we're walking, and this guy had a Great Dane that had to stand 4 feet high. You had to see the size of this dog. Now, my daughter was in the 110th percentile for height, so she was always very tall. She didn't come on the height chart till she was, I think, 12. And this dog was so big that my daughter actually looked up at it with her hands in her air going, look at the puppy, you know?
I
and
love
the
it.
The guy with the – now, this dog had five kids at home. And you could tell it was a kid, you know, just knew a child when it saw it. But here's my daughter literally with her hands looking up, and the guy was like, I cannot believe. He said most kids start to cry when they see this dog. And I was like, yeah, not her. The first time we had her,
Alex was the same way.
You know,
Alex was the
you know,
same
ladies,
way, but you should still never trust them.
Ladies,
I'm
going to have to get off. Yeah, I'm going to have to get off. I got to dress with my mom. I think she thinks it's morning. She keeps getting up, putting all the lights on, and she's in the kitchen looking for coffee.
She hears you talking.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Oh, but it was a wonderful night.
Good luck with your mom.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got to go try to get her back into bed. So have a great night, everyone.
All right.
I'm
going
to go to
meet
you.
I'm
exhausted.
Nice to meet
you.
Nice
meeting
God
you
bless
all.
With your mom. God bless your mom. I'll keep her in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care, ladies.
All
right.
Good night,
Linda. Dee, are you hanging
good night.
Up too?
Linda, you're leaving too?
Oh, yeah. It's bedtime.
Okay, sweetie.
Dee, thank you so much for calling in. Really.
You're
I
so
really
welcome.
Appreciate
it. It was so nice to talk to all of you.
It really was.
Yes,
and, you know, we
I
did
my...
call it an early night here with this. This is the wonderful thing about, you know, because you never know who's calling in and
yeah.
stuff like that. So Francesca
yeah.
and I are going to keep on chatting. You know, because there's
I gave the number out to a couple of my friends to try and help them chime in tonight, but I don't know if they, you know, will.
You know what, people get scared.
Well, it was very
it's like,
nice
oh, I don't want
to
be on a radio show. Dee, it was awesome.
I know.
I'm so glad you called in. And put it on your
it
calendar.
It was wonderful.
Second Friday of the month, you know, because join in and come share that positivity with us.
Thank you, Dory.
I hope to talk to you again next month, Dee. And Linda, you too.
Nice.
I hope to see you even sooner.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Right.
You guys take care. All right.
You too.
Tonight.
Good night, sweetheart.
Bye for now. Bye for now. Ah, Francesca.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out how did the rest of the time at the casino go? And did you get to any other shows?
No, I did not do any shows. I basically relaxed that day, and then we had a nice birthday dinner with my cousin. We didn't go out. She wanted to go to the lounge, so we went there, but they had good food. So we did that. We didn't do any other shows. I mean, we could have done a comedy thing, but we didn't, you know, we chose not to. She enjoyed her birthday. I gave her a birthday gift, and it was a little, emotional because, when my mom passed, she had asked if she could have something personal of my mom's, like a scarf or something. And, I bought her this nice Jones of New York, a makeup bag, like a travel case.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be gray, and I picked out a nice gray frock of my mom's because my mom was always cold in the casinos. And, you know, they used to go meet them all the time. So it was one that Marianne knew of, and I put that inside it, and I, you know, it was a little, you know, emotional. But it was a nice thing, and she enjoyed it. And I put a little gift card in there for Mohegan Sun. She could go get coffee or get something to eat or whatever she wanted, you know. So it was a nice little, and that's what we did. And then she she's dealing with Parkinson's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
so, or
D,
they think
who,
it is.
Who
or
was on
MS,
the call.
They're not sure. They're not sure.
Yeah, Dee was sharing because, you know, she has MS.
Yeah.
And before you had gotten on, she was sharing, she just started using a walker and, you know, really resisted it and then tried to, you know, assimilate it. And then once she finally accepted it and embraced it, like now she's so excited about, she named it Diva. And I forget what the anachronism is. It's D is, you know, visibly active or something really positive kind of a thing. And I will definitely connect you guys on Facebook. And all of you listening, look for her, A Dose of Positivity. And she puts out a Monday morning video. And it's so, she's so uplifting and so positive. And, you know, we all have challenges. Everyone has something going on. And it really depends on how, you know, we have a family friend who I haven't seen her in decades because she has MS and won't let anybody see her. Doesn't leave her house, you know.
Right.
It, you know, everybody deals with things in their, the way they deal with them. You just, you don't know.
Right.
You know?
I know. Well, the thing was, in answer to your question, after that, after eating and stuff, we went our separate ways. We met up a little bit. Of course, I like to play that same stupid machine. But Frank came to me, and I was holding her gift because I had the scooter, you know, instead of her lugging it around. And he came over, and he said, Marianne, she's got to go upstairs. She can't even come over here. Her legs went on her. Give her my scooter. I was like, no, she's on her way. But she said she apologized, and it just, she just gets, she, you know, sometimes things overwhelm her. you know, her body just whatever. So that's the way it ended. So I went to bed. No, Joe had come, though. Joe came. And he, you know, he and I, you know, left the next day. And, you know, it was a nice trip. It was good. You know, I was going to go up today because they, last minute I saw they gave me a Friday night and it was double momentum, double status. And I was like, okay, maybe I can get my, you know, whatever. But I decided, you know, I'm not going to be selfish. It's not fair to leave Joe with both the dogs and my dad because he didn't want to go. And also, I mean, I don't even know if he knows, but I'm going to see. But tomorrow's our anniversary. So it's like, I can't go up there, you know. And, you know, but I don't know. Tomorrow's our anniversary. 6 years tomorrow.
Wow.
And normally I think he would remember, but I don't know if he does remember this time. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know. It's not like we're married.
It's 6 years from our first real date. Not a first date. We got together. We met online in January. We met in April. Quickly had dinner, you know, with his son. And they came over, and then we talked for months and months and months. And then we got together on September 14th for. That's what I consider our first, you know, because we knew each other so well at that point, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so tomorrow's
well, you
really
know,
our...
I don't know. He tends to be kind of romantic, so I'm going to go that he's going to remember. I'll flip that side of the coin.
I don't know. He's had so much going on. Things have been so hectic. I don't know if he's gonna really remember, but we'll see.
You never know.
Yeah, never know. Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you, I still have the last little vestige of whatever was trying to kick my tush, because I'll tell you, 3 days, I was literally off my feet, just completely. Haven't had that happen in a long time.
Honey, I don't think it was just the smoking, though. I do feel badly for that, but it had to be something.
I was praying.
I was praying. I said, oh, God. I said, God, because, you know, Joe's immune system is like nil to nothing, you know, with all his issues. And I was like, oh, shit, he slept in the bed you slept in the day before. He didn't sleep with me. He was up before me, and he was sleeping. And I'm like, and I didn't get sick, and he didn't get sick. I was like, oh, God. So you had to have something that.
Don't forget, I had my own pillow.
No, I know you did, but I'm just saying, I would never even think. I mean, I would never even think. I'm like, this is Dory. I don't have to clean the fucking sheets for Joe. I mean, please. You know what I mean? It's, you know what I'm saying? You don't have cooties. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, I hope that, you know, she's not, doesn't really have, like, a flu or, you know what I mean? I'm sorry you were upset.
I think it was between just because my sleep schedule, I've been all over the place and doing all kinds of different things.
Right. And I think that was the clincher, the smoking and all that.
You know?
Yeah.
It was just, it's amazing. And I'm still kind of feeling it. You know, I'm thinking that we're going to wrap up a little early. You know, with this.
Yeah, I think
tonight.
We should, because I have,
you know,
things to do. If no one else is calling in, I think we should wrap up early.
And, you know, Mary Ellen is at the Peter Frampton concert. You know, everybody was telling me all the different places. I wish that Carol had called in. I was hoping to hear from Carol Mortuardi, but she's...
I read all of that. So
yeah.
I tried to get some other people to come on board, but obviously they didn't, so...
You know what? People get shy, and that's the fun thing about just having an open mic, you know? And I'm happy that today, you know, it's funny, I didn't know how the conversation, because we've had some really intense conversations. I'm glad tonight was just this very lightweight, really positive, you know, just, you know, kind of an uplifting chat.
I always bring some humor to it, I hope. That's what I think.
You are funny. And you know, I started the show with the same story. I'm going to tell you my story because yesterday I took the ferry out to Long Island, and I had seen this in a meme once, and I was like, someday I'm going to get to do this. As I lock up my car, this guy says to me, are you going to the ferry? Do you need a lift? And as I look at him, he gestures, and he's got the ferry van, you know? And so I'm like, oh, great. I go walking over. He opens up the door. There's no one in it. And I looked at him, and I kind of cocked my head and smiled, and I was like, so what do you think the odds are that two serial killers would be in this van?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So you went to Port Jeff?
Yeah. But it was so funny. He started laughing, you know, and he dropped me right at the door. But, you know, I started the show with this. I'm going to end the show with it because it was just, you know, for those people tuning in at the end part of this. And because they're like, oh, man, what did she say? What was that thing? That's what I said. You know, what are the odds?
That's it.
That two serial killers
cool.
in the same van. You know, so on that
it's
note, Francesca, thanks for calling in. I'm glad that Linda
all
is
right,
here.
All right, Dory, it's always
a
pleasure. It's always a pleasure. And what you do for everyone out there is wonderful. Mom Radio, Mom After Dark, your safety bags, everything that you do is wonderful and so much positivity for people and safety in our community, and we all thank you for it.
Aw, you are a sweetheart. Thank you so much for that. That was really nice of you. Thanks, Francesca. And
okay,
for
honey.
All of us, I'm going to pop on She Is You, and we're going to close out tonight a little early because I'm still feeling it and got to get some rest. So till
we
next
hope
time,
you feel better, sweetheart. Hope you feel better.
I'll talk to you soon, Francesca. Thanks for being here. Time for Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, go out and create a marvelous you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She